Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Tuesday, March the 7th. And welcome to our commentary. We're going to talk a little bit about a post that I have over at the American Thinker regarding CNN and this leak from, or the allegation of a leak from a China lab or a Chinese lab. But I want to begin with what should be the story of the day, and that is that Chairman Jerome Powell of the Fed is over at the Senate or the House today, and he's letting out the news. The news is that interest rates are going to keep going up, and that's because they have not tackled inflation. We still have an inflation problem, and until we tackle that inflation problem, we're going to have to keep increasing interest rates. And of course, this is going to have a negative impact on the economy. It's going to contain some of the growth. It's going to have a devastating impact on real estate and car loans and loans in general. So this is, I mean, I understand why he's doing it. I understand why we have to do it. We have to control inflation. Inflation is horrible. But, you know, it does, you know, it's like bad medicine. It does, it doesn't taste good. And that's what this is all about. And speaking of inflation, there's a fascinating front page article in today's Dallas Morning News, if you get that newspaper, and talking about inflation and home insurance and car insurance. I think a lot of consumers in Texas were getting our renewal bills and we're seeing a big increase. And that's inflation. That's what that is. That's inflation. That's all that it is. It's just inflation. And that's why you have to control inflation. So bad news from the Fed. And I think we don't do market reports here in this commentary, but I don't think the market is reacting very well to the Fed today. I think the markets are a bit in the red, as they like to say today, but that's just the way it is. That's the way it is. If you want to bring inflation down, you got to take this difficult medicine of high interest rates, hoping that the rates will come down and hopefully, the inflation will be contained again. By the way, let me be a little cynical, but whatever happened to the Inflation Reduction Act? Remember that? All the big fanfare about the Inflation Reduction Act? I guess it didn't reduce inflation. I'll just conclude that. It did not reduce inflation, at least not the way they thought it was going to be. I have a post over at the American Thinker. It's going to be there Tuesday. It'll either be there in the early afternoon or later on today, talking about CNN and this leak from China. There's a story that within CNN, a decision was made in 2020 not to talk about the leak from the lab. In other words, the idea was don't give any coverage or any credibility to that story. Not only them, but other social media also took that down. I mean, if you were a person and you even suggested or wanted to have a conversation about this issue, there were many social media sites that would just cancel you and say, you're crazy, you're nothing but promoting conspiracy, et cetera, et cetera. When a reporter asked President Trump, if you remember from the video, a reporter asked President Trump about this, and Trump said, yes, I've seen those reports. The reporter immediately jumped to the race card, somehow suggesting that calling it the China virus or saying that it came from China or from a lab was now racist. And that's the way it was. So the story was that CNN would not allow this to be covered for the simple reason that they saw this as a Trump talking point. In other words, they said, this is a Trump talking point. Therefore, we're not going to report this. Well, it turns out that the talking point may have been right and that it did come from a lab. Now, we don't know if it was intentional or accidental. We don't know that. That's the part that we don't know. And we're probably never going to know, because the reality is that the Chinese are never going to allow, they're never going to allow a fair and honest investigation of what happened. All kinds of theories as to how it got out of the lab. There are people who say that they were working on some big virus that they wanted to dump on the world. I mean, people who say that. Then there's other people who say that it was an accident, that apparently somebody got sick went out to a city of 8 million people. Next thing you know, you have a bunch of infected people with COVID. Again, I don't know which one it is. I think we should investigate it, but the Chinese are never going to open the lab or open up the book. So we're never really going to know whether it was an accident or something on purpose. But the real crime here, is that the American people were never given a chance to talk about this in 2020, that there was never a discussion about this, or people were not allowed to have a conversation about this or even consider the possibility that this could have happened. And that's because the media would shut you down. If you were talking about this, you would be shut down. Why? Why? Because it helped President Trump. That is why. There's no other explanation for this. It certainly didn't help the Chinese, nothing to do with China. It had all to do with President Trump and giving President Trump, as they say at CNN, a talking point. I think this is shameful. Now, the good news is that nobody watches CNN, so that's kind of the good news. They have lost so much of an audience that nobody really watches them anymore. But the bad news is that the American people were never allowed to have a conversation about this. And it's all because Trump was behind it. That's the sad part about it, that their hatred of Trump interfered with the American people having an opportunity to discuss this. That's bad. That's bad. Now, there are also some new videos that came out on January the 6th. These are more the rest of the videos. They're not necessarily new videos, but they're videos that we had not seen before. I have not seen all of them. I'm not going to sit there and watch 40 hours of videos. So I'll get my information from people I trust and from some people who may have the opportunity to watch it and comment on it. But what is obvious to me is that there were some things that were kept from the American people, and nobody in the media decided to, you know what, let's take a look at these videos and see what they say. Now, the other bad news, and I don't know this, but I'm guessing this or speculating on this, some of the people who were arrested, did their lawyers, defense lawyers, have an opportunity to see these videos? Because that might be, that might be a real problem for their prosecution or for their, whatever crime they were accused of. And then, of course, the biggest crime of all is that the January 6th committee did not release these videos. Now, I think if you're going to investigate something like January 6th, it would have been a lot better for the committee to have simply put everything out and say, look, this is all we have, and let's just put it out there. But they didn't. They came up with selective videos. They even, as I understand, edited some of the videos. So it was just a very bad situation all around. And once again, the media did not stand up on behalf of the American people by at least saying the American people should know this. No, a lot of the media were, again, caught on. They just caught up in Trump derangement syndrome and were not willing to challenge the congressional investigation. That's bad news. Very bad news for the media. They're not gaining anything out of all of this. I mean, if you're wondering why nobody watches CNN, a lot of it has to do with a situation like this. You know, just a quick thing. Let me remind you that today, Monday afternoon, we're going to be recording our Week in Review. It's an audio cast, a podcast, with my friend Bill Katz, the editor of Urgent Agenda. We're going to be talking about all of these issues about January 6th and the lab. And we're also going to be talking about what's happening in Portland, where Walmart, the big retail giant, is closing two stores. Why? Because they're losing money. And why are they losing money? Because of all the stealing going on that the local authorities don't do anything about. So, that's a crazy, crazy situation in some of these cities. By the way, all of that stealing, all of that shoplifting, all of that damage that we're seeing to stores and all of those people breaking in and stealing things, that comes back to us as consumers in the insurance rates. Just remember that, because those companies pay for that damage by filing claims. So when you see your insurance rates going up, remember all this crime, all this stuff that we see on TV, these people walking in the stores and stealing things, all of that comes back to us in the form of insurance rates that we are paying, not necessarily here in Texas, but clearly on a national basis. So Walmart closing two stores in Portland. Hey, who saw that coming? Well, you know, that's what happens when you allow criminals to do their work without any punishment. You know, we live in a crazy world, and nothing signifies how crazy we are than the story that men are now going to be able to compete as women in weightlifting. So in the Olympics, when they do the weightlifting, you know, not a big fan of that sport, but I mean, it is a big part of the Olympics. Now, a man who considers himself a woman, I guess, is going to be able to compete with the ladies in the weightlifting category. It's sad to say, but yesterday I heard a prediction, and I'm going to repeat it. Within a short time, within a few years, men competing as women are going to be breaking all of the women's records in sports, whether it's track and field, whether it's weightlifting, swimming, volleyball, whatever. Because these men are stronger, they're bigger, and they're going to be winning all the trophies and probably all the scholarships that some of these young women were working out for. That is crazy. That is crazy what is going on with men playing in women's sports. It's crazy, but it's going on. And it's going on because we have a Biden administration that could shut this down, but they don't. They don't have the, whatever you want to call it, to challenge many of these left-wing groups. Again, check out our interview with Bill Katz. We'll get into this and other stories. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later.